Okay, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So inshallah we'll continue the second part. So I was talking about family and how to deal with them, right? Now, you're in the house. Let's say your family, for example, has haram in the house, right? They're drinking alcohol, they're eating pork, you know, they're watching whatever, and you're like, man, what can I do, right? You can't just go up to them like, this is haram. They're like, what is haram? They don't know what haram is, first of all. First of all, because their faith or whatever, you know, their practices are, condones it. And second of all, because they don't have, you know, and they're a bit ignorant about, you know, what Islam is. First of all, Islam considers haram. So you have to sometimes respect their house, even though there's haram in it, right? Or if they try to turn you away from the deen, you find that, you know what, you cannot resist it. You cannot, you know, resist haram. You should, you know, I mean, you know, use your wisdom and try to spend as, you know, little time when it comes to these, you know, when there's a lot of haram going on in the house, right? And if you obviously find that, you know, they're trying to turn you away from the deen, then you have to move away, right? But, and you have to use your wisdom in this. A lot of people are, you know, right away they leave the house, and like, I can, and you know, that might have a lot of negative consequences as well. So you can't just move away from your family. But sometimes you have to kind of, you know, step back and be careful of what you're doing. So again, that depends on the situation, right? Now let's say, you know, how do you show a good example? I mean, I'm not here to talk because I'm not, you know, the best at showing a good example. Actually, even making this video, I'm reminding myself, you know, that I have a lot of work to do still on my family. And inshallah, we will do it. But what I'm trying to do is, inshallah, is, you know, talk to my family more, especially my my far family, my immediate family as well. To my immediate family, I talked more than now the other family has left. But anyway, so how do you practice, you know, to be a good person? Let them see what Islam has done for you, how it has changed you. Let's say before you did this, be more respectful, talk nicely, don't argue. Try not to. That's, I think, the main thing. Even if they attack Islam, try to keep your composure. Try to speak nicely. Try to respond nicely. Try to lower the wing of mercy. Okay, it's what the Quran orders us to do. Okay, even if whatever they say, okay, you should be very careful. Defend Islam properly, you know. Of course, just speak, but nicely with the hikmah. Okay. Let's say, for example, now, a lot of things that we're dealing with, for example, what about the holidays, Christmas, all these, you know, family dinners. Let's say you're down the road now, you're married, you have kids. How do you deal with that? You go to, you know, you visit your parents, you know, they have haram at their table. You sit at the table. A lot of this is a fiqh matter, Allahu A'lam. But, you know, I talked to some of the, to some of the sheikh, and, you know, I said, they said, you have to, you know what I mean, look at the masla, the biggest, you know, what's the greater good, that you're there and you're showing your presence, and that you are you know, your presence there is dawah. Okay, they see that, hey, this person has become a better person, he's mashallah practicing a lot, he believes in God, but yet he's also a better person. Like, he doesn't break away from us, he respects us, he always, you know, he's always part of family. He doesn't think he's better than us, you know, because I'm Muslim or something like that. He looks down upon us. Because a lot of parents have that feeling, right? Even my parents, oh, this guy thinks he's Muslim now, no? He's too good for us. He doesn't want to be around us, you know, we're just nothing, disbelievers, right? You can't let them feel like that. You have to show them, hey, you know what? Okay, there's Christmas. I don't believe in Christmas. What's your intention? What's your niyyah, right? That's what we're being judged on. But I'll be there. My intention is to be there just for a family reunion, right? Which is no bid'ah. There's no haram in that and this and that, right? Allahu alam. Allah knows best, right? There's alcohol at the table. You're not drinking it. You're not bringing it there. Even if you wouldn't be there, there'll still be alcohol there, right? You're there for your family, okay? Birthday parties, right? Allahu alam. You know, I mean, we consider birthday parties not to be very, you know, something, you know, Islamic. You know what I mean? But yani, you can go there and, you know, just show your presence, again, with the intention that, hey, I'm doing dawah, okay? Other holidays, right? You can say happy holidays, whatever, not saying Merry Christmas or anything like that. And you can get a small card and say happy holidays, or, you know, enjoy, or thank you, or something like that, you know what I mean? This is not, Allahu Alam, Life's focus on issue is not against Islam. Okay, it's not a bid'ah. You're not trying to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closer. You're not worshipping Allah by giving them a cart. Okay, so it's not a bid'ah. That's what a bid'ah means. A bid'ah is when you're trying to do an act that's part of, you know, you're trying to innovate an act into worship because you're trying to get closer with the intention that this act will get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, Sahaba, they never did this, so you're doing it. So this is not as such, you know, because a lot of people think that, oh, you know, I can't be there. This is bid'ah, this is not good. So we have to be very careful, right? We have to look at the greater good. We have to look at how the family sees us. We have to look at this image that we're portraying. We're portraying Islam. We are a Khalifa of Islam, okay, in this family. So remember to respect your parents. Remember to take things easy. Again, I'm not, you know, I myself, I'm reminding myself now, we have a lot of work to, I have a lot of work to do, inshallah. I'm going to start, inshallah, today, hopefully by calling some family back home. Remember, a very important thing, paradise is at your mom's feet, okay? No matter who your mom is, no matter how bad she is, she can be a prostitute or something like that, okay? She doesn't turn you away from the deen. You, okay, can you imagine a guy, for example, with a beard and a thobe on the street? You're supposed to go and walk next to your mom, even if your mom is dressed like a hoochie mama. And I know you're ashamed or something like that, because Islam does not allow no women to dress like that, right? But you know what? You stand next to her proud because she's your mom, okay? She carried you, she gave you, you know, to eat, and she took care of you, no matter who she is, right? Now, I remember one of, you know, mashallah, my very good friend, old brother, used to tell me that, you know what? Whoever, you know, sees you or says something, doesn't matter, man. That's your mom, okay? You stand proud there next to her because you're pleasing Allah. No matter who she is, you're serving her. And no matter who she is, still paradise is at her feet. Even if she's a kafir, even if she's mushrik, even if she's a whatever, okay? Still paradise is at your mom's feet. So you better serve her. We all better serve our moms. I know it's so hard, subhanAllah, because your mom can, you know, just take you off the most. That's why it's the hardest. That's why the reward is so great and it's at her feet, because it's the hardest to achieve. Can you imagine that you can't even say oof to her? How many of us have not said oof to our parents? So let's, inshallah, renew our intentions and do this. And I know sometimes it can get frustrating. Wallahi, subhanAllah, you know, one of the brothers, mashallah, he was, you know, very emotional. He started crying. I said, my parents, you know, I mean, what am I going to do? You know, I know Islam teaches that if they don't accept, you know, the deen, you know, they, Allah knows where they're gonna, you know, end up, right? You know what we know what the Quran says. So he was very emotional, subhanAllah, and I, you know, I got touched by it. I was like, subhanAllah, I don't even, you know, care that much. I have to care more. And he was, you know, I told him, brother, just keep making dua. You know, like, do we make dua? We just give dawah and we scream and stuff. Do we ever pray for them? This is something that's allowed to pray for, right? You make dua for their guidance, right? You say, Allah, oh guide my parents, or, you know, Allah guide my parents. So this is something that we have to be, yani, constantly doing, supplicating to Allah to open their hearts to Islam, to do it, inshallah, for, you know, to give us that you know, that ability to speak truthfully, to act truthfully, that then it might, something, just one little thing might influence. Don't ever give up, though. It can take 10 years, 15 years, whatever. I heard a lot of successful stories. Alhamdulillah, my mom became Muslim. Alhamdulillah, after, you know, about a year and a half after I did, and you know, I was very shocked. I'm like, how come, you know, it's Allah's guidance. I was talking, you know, we were talking to Sheikh Ali Yassin. He was saying that, you know, his parents or whatever, his mom, you know, he was trying so hard, and after, like, I don't know, 8 years or something, Ibrahim Dawah, he came down, you know, this weekend. He was saying, you know, his dad, after 24 years, he accepted Islam, you know, 6 months ago, and died 3 weeks ago. So he died as a Muslim. So subhanAllah, how can we give up? We don't give up, inshallah. We ask Allah to guide our family. We ask Allah to make us the best examples, like the Sahaba, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and like, you know, all the Tabi'een and the people who are, you know, close to the Prophet, who are showing the best example, inshallah. And we ask Allah to, you know, to bring our parents and our peers to Islam, inshallah, because, you know, we care for them. And one of the other things that myself and we all have to keep the relationships tight, okay, strengthen the bonds, the relationship, keep it close, and always keep in touch with your family. And with this, I conclude. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.